welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and today is Monday, July the 16th, 2018, and this is The Daily. There was a recent surprise in a video with Nintendo's head of software development, Shinya Takahashi. He answered some questions about some recent Switch titles. Within that video, he mentioned the addition of the Labo motorbike to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. The surprising part was when he said that there would be further Mario Kart 8 Deluxe updates to look forward to. Well, does that mean more patches? Does that mean more Labo additions? More DLC? I gotta say, they're really taking the Switch updates seriously, and I'm really looking forward to it. And the amiibo announcements are finally official. Ridley, Inkling, and Wolf amiibo will be available on the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate release date of December the 7th. They'll be priced at $15.99. Along with that, many of the original Smash Bros. Amiibo will be re-released later this year at the original price of $12.99. So get your money ready for the holidays, because that Nintendo wishlist is going to be packed. Well guys, it finally happened. I didn't think it would, because I thought amiibo would be good enough, but Pokemon has gone Funko. That's right, Pokemon Pop Funko figures are coming, starting with a Target exclusive Pikachu Pop coming in July. No word on pre-orders yet, but chances are demand will be high. If I hear anything, I will spread the word. Fortnite has revealed Season 5, which is a brand new patch with new modes, new items, new rewards, and much more. But the Switch got a very specific update. Motion controls have been added using the gyroscope in the Joy-Cons or the Pro Controller, and this option can be adjusted in the settings menu. This should give a little hand to those familiar with these type of controls. Looking at you, Splatoon fans. The Pokemon Company released more information on the Pokemon Let's Go series, along with a new trailer. Let's summarize. Both games will have different exclusive Pokemon. Just as in Red and Blue, you'll meet with Professor Oak along with your rival to get your Pokédex. Just like Yellow, your partner Pokemon, being Eevee or Pikachu, will prefer to stay out of the Pokeball and travel with you on your shoulder or on your head. Just as other Pokemon games, you'll be able to battle and trade either locally or online. And finally, if you purchase the Pokeball Plus accessory, you'll get Mew as a Pokemon, and you'll have the ability to transfer it to the game. You'll also be able to use the accessory in Pokemon Go. The game looks absolutely charming and will be releasing on November the 16th. And speaking of, if you pre-order Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu or Eevee from PokemonCenter.com, you'll get a free Pikachu or Eevee plush keychain. Not to mention, if you're unfamiliar with the Pokemon Center website, it's the official retailer website for all things Pokemon. You can order plushes, pins, clothing, memorabilia, and much more. Again, their website is PokemonCenter.com. If the amount of content in Kirby Star Allies wasn't enough for you, get ready for even more! A second free update was previously announced with three new Dream Friends, Daroach, Dark Meta Knight, and Adeline and Ribbon, but if you play with Adeline and Ribbon as guest stars after completing the main story, you'll be able to play through brand new maps from Kirby 64 The Crystal Shards, which are specially arranged for Kirby Star Allies. This new update will be available on July the 27th. And let's go ahead and dump some game announcements on you, starting with Sanrio Characters Picross for the 3DS, releasing on July the 19th. Also, Hello Neighbor from Tiny Build Games was recently announced for a July 27th release to the Switch. If you haven't gotten in on the Banner Saga series on Switch yet, or if you were possibly waiting for that physical release, your time is coming. In partnership with Gearbox, Banner Saga Trilogy was announced to be coming to the Switch sometime this summer. Roguelite Metroidvania game Dead Cells will be releasing on the Switch on August the 7th. The science fiction RPG Cosmic Star Heroine comes to the Switch on August the 14th. And finally, Toki, the old school arcade game from 1989 which was released on the NES, is being remade with new graphics and reorchestrated music, and will be available on the Switch on November 22nd on the eShop, and in a special Retrolector edition with lithographs, stickers, and a special arcade cab, which actually holds your Nintendo Switch. And that's all for today. Thank you to those who have recently favorited this podcast on Anchor, Sophia, Jack Reviews Games, and Napstacasta. Thank you guys for your support. And if you guys have any feedback for me about the podcast, or just any suggestions, or just want to talk to me, whatever, feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app, or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.